Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, who is not here. We get Brit Brit.
I just want to make everybody aware in case it comes up later in the day. There are rumors and reports that there are people not associated with My Talk stealing cookies off people's desks.
We don't know who it could be.
We don't know who it is. And just in case, Julia is talking about it later. We don't know who did it, but we're going to find out.
And we don't know that each cookie is 330 calories, which is quite a lot.
Which is a lot. And in retrospect, maybe we should have looked at that first.
Who's we?
These people. These. We'll find you. If Julia mentions it on air, please contact us. Yes. We'll defend ourselves.
Thank you. So on Google today, Becky alerted me that when you go to the Google homepage, you could play a really fun game.
Really fun
it's super old school and fun. Like, you have to press the arrow key to get the little mouse guy to walk.
And you eventually play ping pong. And then there's a whole other games you can play. It's okay,
right?
Does
it have to do with the Olympics? What's going on here?
I think it's supposed to be.
I mean, there are cats, there's a mouse, there's various sports. Yeah, it's super cute.
You pick which house you want to be in. I guess I'm red team. It's a whole thing.
Doodle Champion Island Games. It's Champion Island. That's what it's called.
And it does seem very Japanese, so maybe it is sort of an homage to the Olympics.
Oh, maybe it is. I bet you're right.
Which started this morning, right? Spoiler alert.
Did we miss the opening ceremony?
Well, yeah, but they'll play them
tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Okay, good to know.
But there's all sorts of reports. I saw them on people's own personal Instagrams, their outfits that they wore.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
It was a lot for America.
Snarky commentary.
Yeah. America definitely went. I mean, Ralph Lauren is. Wait, yeah, that's who they got, right?
Yes.
And it's a lot of blazers, a lot of stripes. It's exactly what you would think it would be.
Yeah.
And they look good, but, you know. It's some basic stuff.
Yeah. So I watched about 15 minutes of this podcast this morning with Joe Rogan, and his guest was, does the name Shane Gillis ring a bell to anybody?
No.
Comic. He was on Saturday Night Live for 5 minutes.
Oh, because, yeah, he was kind of like, hey, let's bring in a right-wing dude.
Yeah, and then I guess that Lauren Michaels asked him, like, hey, we're about to make the announcement that you're being hired. Is there anything that I need to know? And he said, no. He's like, I've said some inappropriate stuff in my podcast before. I have a podcast. And he's like, okay, we don't have to worry about it. They make the announcement. And 3 hours after the announcement was made, somebody put out an article of all this guy's
just back to back of his stuff.
And so he basically got canceled. But during the podcast, Joe Rogan just basically accused Saturday Night Live of stealing jokes. He said they're a den of thieves. He said they're stealing from writers. They're stealing from performers. If you send them a package of stuff that you wrote, the higher up writers on the show will steal your material and use it. Because if you submit a package, they immediately own that package. Even if they don't hire you, it's theirs. So that's just horrible.
You know, I've heard this too with some of the late night shows are the same way. But I know SNL, this is not the first time that people have brought this up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Joe Rogan was citing Jim Brewer as the person who would tell these stories, who had a brief stint also on Saturday Night Live. He was Goat Boy, in case you need to remember.
Yeah, he's really funny.
A very funny guy. Super funny. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. So if you thought about sending a package to Saturday Night Live, you might want to rethink that.
Redact the end of the joke.
Do you ever think about that, though? Do you guys follow a lot of comedians on Twitter and whatnot? I mean, they're saying funny stuff all the time for free.
Yeah.
And they're just out there.
Isn't that odd? Yeah, they have to build their, we live in a world, they have to build their social media to exist in a lot of ways. There are some that can get away with it, but not very much in the budding, you know, stand-up world. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, you live with.
Oh, yeah. I live with a stand-up comic.
Oh, whoa. It sounds like a sitcom.
And I feel like nothing is sacred. I'm always like, you can't use that in your act. And he's like, mm-hmm.
But don't people say that to you on radio?
No.
They're always like, assume you're going to talk about them? Or do they not think about it?
Oh, you know what? You're right. They do. Yeah,
of course they do.
People do. Yeah, yeah.
People say like weird secrets to me, like, and they're like, make sure that doesn't end up on my talk.
Right.
And I'm like, what do you think my talk is? Like, yeah. I can just talk about like, let me tell you some
secrets about like, someone I know.
Yeah, the Andersons, one of them's are not being faithful. Like, you know what I mean? Like a local, like what? Like, we're not that gossipy. I mean, no. Yeah, we talk about other people, like big celebs things, but no.
Yeah, we're not like, you know, Jennifer lives. On the street. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I just thought that was interesting. You know, I have had a comedian offer to pay me for a joke that
really?
I did once. It was like a competition I was doing at my last radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at the House of Comedy, and the judges were all comics who were performing there that weekend. And one guy was like, you know, that was good. Can I buy that joke from you? I go, you could just have it. I mean, what, you could give me $20? Like, it's so dumb.
Hey, like, Venmo me? I don't know. Yeah. How much do you think a joke? I mean, I'm assuming it was gold. I'm sure it was pure gold. How much do you think a joke runs for?
I don't know. Rocco, do you have any idea how much?
Not really. I mean, we all just watched Hacks, which was about hiring a comedy writer to touch up some jokes.
I finished Hacks last week, and that show is good.
I really like that one. That's a cute
show. The writing on that is just funny, and the back and forth between them two, you just want. And then it ends on that cliffhanger, and you're like, ooh.
Yes, correct. Oh, my God. Yes, I forgot about how it ended.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. How much money could I get for a completely new joke?
I mean, I'm assuming yours is like not, I don't mean to throw shade, but like, is it really completely new? Did you reinvent?
No, I mean, it's about poo shoes.
Oh, you could do half? You remember it?
It's about what?
It was about, I don't remember the exact joke, but it had to do, you know, when you're in a public restroom at a workplace and you want to know who the offender is, so you check out their shoes so you can identify them later.
That was true.
It was something about that.
It's pretty good. I like it already.
I do too. It's like,
and I go, you know, if it's Birkenstocks, that it's like so and so over there on Cities 97.
Yeah, you know? You're like the Angela Lansbury of poo detectives.